I'm spending a few days before next year and probably a little bit into the new year getting very organized with my systems. Things have gotten more complex over the years. The tax code changed, so I had to change into a corporation to take advantage of some stuff, and a few other things happened. And I am getting all these emails and I'm getting receipts from places, and I'm just not very organized with it. So my system is going to be a little different now going forward. So every time something comes into my email, it might be about trading, it might be about education, it could be important conversation to look up a book or a meditation technique, whatever. I'm sending all of that to Microsoft OneNote, mailing it to myself. You could use Evernote as well. And then having a kind of a catch-all keyword searchable database on there. So everything I get from anybody, I can find later. And that would be preferable to having stuff stored in email where it's just a huge mess and I can never find it. So I'm going to do that going forward. I'm also starting to refine my trade review process so I have a Excel spreadsheet that I purchased online from someone who made it work with futures and options and stocks. So it calculates all the futures contracts and everything else. And I have my trades entered into there. And I can go over and I briefly write a couple words about why I may have gotten in or gotten out. And I do that usually at the end of the day. And then my plan is for every quarter to go over things and see if I can get ideas on key insights that have been working, kind of a list of what's working and what's not. Try to keep it very simple that way. And on the what's working stuff, what do they have in common and how can I do more of that? And on the what's not working stuff, how can I do less of that? And that, it's funny when you put that down on a piece of paper with a T in the middle, you'd be surprised at how much that can help you just clean up what you're doing. It's never doing more of what you're good at as much as it is stop getting beat up and getting muddy. And when you stop getting beaten up, or in the organizational Gmail OneNote type metaphor, when you stop having disarray everywhere and you clean that up, it becomes very easy to do what you're good at and things open up for you a little bit. And I've done this before in the past and it feels really good, but I just kind of have gotten to the point where the disorganization has stacked up, so it's time to go through this. So I'm going to forward all the emails to the right spots and kind of label everything. And it takes a lot more time than you'd think, but you feel really good about it afterwards. You feel very clean. And I think that that carries through to your work, just like having your desk cleaned off wood or something like that. Because everything now is pretty much digital and you have to have a really good system to share things and to keep things. And also have people who are close to you or care about you and maybe understand a little bit about what you're doing. So if something were to happen to you, they can operate and help you get on track that way. So I'm doing that right now. I actually kind of enjoy it. I'm a little bit of a sicko where on the holidays I can sit and everyone else is at the pool and I want to organize my stuff. So I get a little pleasure out of it. But I think it's because it feels good to have a system for something, at least one that you understand and hopefully one that's not too complex and you can maintain going forward.